Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we are in Ohio, USA, where, as in most places in the US, the colorful leaves falling outside are nature's reminder to us to keep thankfulness in our hearts for the gifts of love we enjoy every day. The Thanksgiving holiday is just one special time of the year when families gather together to enjoy home-cooked meals and reflect on the blessings in their lives and their meaningfulness to each other. To honor the desire for life and togetherness in all families, human and animal alike, we will share with you an entirely plant-based meal composed of some of nature's most familiar seasonal flavors. For our season of gratitude celebration, we are making pumpkin chili with cornbread muffins and pomegranate walnut salad. We will begin our meal with the pumpkin chili. To make this, you will need 1 12-ounce package of soy chorizo or any vegan sausage, about a tablespoon of olive oil, 1 chopped red bell pepper, 1 chopped sweet onion, 1 cup of vegetable broth, 1 cup of organic diced tomatoes, 1 cup of organic pumpkin, 1 cup of organic garbanzo beans, 1 tablespoon of pumpkin pie spice, 1 tablespoon of ground cumin, and 1/2 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes. Also, we will use about 1 tablespoon of organic sugar and a little sriracha hot sauce to season it. Now we are ready to make our pumpkin chili. First, we'll add about 1 tablespoon of olive oil to our pan. Add the chopped onion, and stir that around to saute it a little before adding the rest of the ingredients. After a few minutes, you can go ahead and add your peppers and vegan sausage. After sauteing the onions and peppers, add 12 ounces of the vegan sausage. And mix these together well. And then stirring together the vegan sausage with the onions and peppers, and imparts the nice flavor of the onions and peppers and the soy chorizo all together. And then the rest of the ingredients will take on that nice flavor as well. After a couple of minutes, you can go ahead and add your organic pumpkin. And diced tomatoes. And 1 cup of vegetable broth. Stir that together. And then the garbanzo beans. Now 1 tablespoon of pumpkin pie spice. And 1 tablespoon of cumin. And stir that around. This is a great hearty meal for the holiday season, especially with so many of the fall fruits like pumpkins and squash in season right now. Finally, we'll add about half a teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes and a tablespoon of sugar. Let that cook together, and we'll add just a little bit of sriracha seasoning to taste. You'll want to let this cook over medium heat for about 30 to 45 minutes, and then you can serve it or save it. Chili always tastes better after you've let the flavors all combine. So they often say chili tastes better the next day, but it will also taste wonderful if you serve it right away. So that is the pumpkin chili, and we'll just turn this down to a simmer over medium-low heat. When we come back, we'll make our sweet cornbread muffins. Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We are now ready to make our next dish. To accompany our pumpkin chili, we will be using another of the abundant gifts of the season, corn. Corn is a staple in many diets around the world, as it is easy to cultivate and extremely versatile. The ingredients for our sweet and tender corn muffins are a third cup of organic sugar, 1 cup of organic wheat flour, 1 cup of organic cornmeal, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1/3 cup of vegetable oil, 1 cup of vegan milk such as organic soy milk, and 1 teaspoon of sea salt. First, we will preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Then, line your muffin pan with muffin papers or spray it with oil so that the batter doesn't stick. In a small mixing bowl, combine the soy milk, 1 cup of soy milk or any vegan milk, and 1/3 cup of oil. We'll mix that together and set it aside. Now we will combine all of our dry ingredients. 1 cup of flour, 1 cup of organic cornmeal, 1/3 cup of organic sugar, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, and 1 teaspoon of sea salt. We'll combine all our dry ingredients, now mixing them together. And then we'll add the wet ingredients to the dry ingredients. And mix that together. Just until it is combined. Just like that. And now we're ready to spoon the batter into the muffin pan. We want to fill each cup about halfway with batter, and the rest of the weight will rise on its own. Now we will put this in the oven. We will bake these for about 25 minutes, or until golden on top and baked all the way through. Now we will prepare our salad. The star of the salad is one fresh pomegranate, atop a bed of 8 ounces of baby spinach, accompanied by 1/4 cup of chopped walnuts, and drizzled with 2 ounces of flaxseed oil. In a large bowl, place your washed baby spinach or any organic greens. Then top them with the chopped walnuts and drizzle over the flaxseed oil. Flaxseed oil, as you know, is very good for brain function. And walnuts are even shaped like a brain, which many nutritionists believe that fruits, nuts, and vegetables resemble various body parts as nature's way of telling us which food will benefit different parts of our bodies. So this is definitely a brain food salad. Now we will add the pomegranate, which we've already opened. The Prophet Muhammad is attributed with once saying, "To eat a pomegranate is to purge one's heart of envy and hatred." Yes, the blessed pomegranate fruit is easy to see and taste, one of the gifts that the Creator has made for our enjoyment and health. The pomegranate is known to have one of the highest levels of antioxidants of the many common fruits and is actually considered a superfruit. It also has high levels of vitamin B, C, and calcium. Now, once all the fruit is removed from the skin, we can top them splendidly on our spinach walnut salad, and it is ready to serve to our guests. Now that our cornbread muffins are done, and our salad and pumpkin chili are ready to be served, we will prepare a table with fresh flowers and fragrant candles for our family and guests as we all gather to thank God for the abundant harvest and love. We are grateful for your company today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We hope that you have been inspired to use the bountiful and delicious fruits and vegetables that the season has to offer to create a celebration meal that is not only compassionate, but nourishing to the body and spirit as well. We hear the doorbell and a knock on the door. It's time to go invite our guests inside.
Delicious.
Are they done?
Yeah.
Mmm.
Chili is great.
These are the best muffins I ever had.
Wow.
Nick, I'm gonna do cheers again.
Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.